Jump out to the phone line. Guest joining us on the program, one of the newest members of the BYU baseball team, Peyton Henry, joining us here on Cougar Sports on ESPN 960. Peyton, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
It's going all right. And I first want to apologize because this is actually the second time that you've talked with me today, because I was on BYU Sports Nation this morning on BYU TV when we had you on. And so I apologize that you have to talk to me a second time in about 7 hours.
Oh, it's all good. I don't mind at all.
So let's talk about this. It's a big day for you. You decided that BYU was the place for you. Why was that the case for you?
You know, it's I live in Pleasant Grove, so it's close to home, and I just loved everything over there about the coaching staff, and I just love Cougar Nation. I'm just glad to be a part of the Cougar family.
Hey, Peyton, when you're looking at coming to BYU and people you can compare yourself to, Colton Schaefer had an amazing freshman year. That guy was hitting dingers left and right. Are you going to challenge what he did his freshman year and kind of take it upon yourself to be the new Colton Schaefer?
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. I mean, Colton's awesome. He hits the ball really hard and really far. He does a great job. And, he's definitely one of my role models on the team. And if anything, I'm just looking forward to playing with him, get some tips for him and stuff like that.
Now, Peyton, I don't know if you knew this, but we have somebody in studio that I've been told that your family and his family are very good friends. We have Zach Hicken with us on the program today. Do you have any embarrassing stories about Zach that you can share with us?
Yeah, I could, but I'm going to choose not to share them just because I want him to keep loving me.
Dude, I appreciate that. I love you, man.
Does that have something to do with the fact that your hitting line drives at him and he couldn't handle it? He couldn't hold up, couldn't keep you in the infield?
I don't think there's anything like that. That dude could play some baseball.
That's a good friend, Zach.
He is. He's awesome. Hey, I got to ask you, out of my family, who's your favorite Hicken?
Oh, man.
Well, that's a loaded question, Peyton.
You and Sarah are for the tie.
Okay, I like that. I think you threw me in there, throwing me a bone, because I think that Sarah probably is your favorite. But, yeah, that's good to hear that. That gives me some confidence there.
So, Peyton, explain your game, because, you know, primarily you're a catcher, but you're a catcher, first baseman, pitcher. Right now you're focusing on the catching. How would you describe your game? How do you call a game, that kind of thing?
You know, it kind of depends on a pitcher. There's lots of different pitchers, different styles of play, different styles of throwing and stuff like that. So you just really got to get to know your pitcher and know what he wants to throw in certain situations. If he, you know, likes to throw an 0-2 fastball or an 0-2 curveball, things like that. And, I mean, calling a game is pretty difficult itself. But, I mean, once you get to know guys, you get a good feel with them. And, you just kind of let it happen, you know. Just if one pitch is working better than the other one day, then that's what you roll with. And if the other pitch is working better, then that's what you roll with the next day. So it just kind of all depends on the pitcher.
You know, and maybe this, I'm sure it's probably different depending on the pitcher, but how long have you found that it takes to get on the same page with a pitcher?
Oh, you know what? Well, it takes a little while. I mean, we're usually catching bullpens for all of our pitchers, I mean, in high school right now, and I know they do the same thing at BYU during the winter. So I feel like that's a really crucial time to figure out, okay, what's this guy got? What is he like? You know, really get to know him and just that kind of thing. And also in the spring, I mean, you have game one. If he has a good game, then maybe that next game you go with what you went with that game. I mean, it's just game by game and practice by practice. And that's how I usually get to know my pitchers, and just hanging out with them, just, you know, having a good time, being around them a lot, talking baseball with them, just stuff like that.
Peyton, you're a pretty well-rounded player. You're a catcher, you're a closer on your high school baseball team, and you're a very talented hitter. Which is your favorite aspect of the game?
I love hitting. I will always love hitting. Hitting is my favorite, and hitting is one of those things that I wish I could do like when I'm 100 years old, you know. I mean, that's just my thing. That's what I love to do.
Speaking of hitting, you had a chance to play at the area code games, and in the home run derby, you hit 45 home runs. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was so awesome. I mean, I was going up against some of the most powerful and some of the best prospects in the nation, and it was just, I mean, it was just an honor to be selected to go into that. And I mean, that was probably one of the highlights of my baseball career. I've really never been in a home run derby before, so I thought that was really cool. And yeah, it was just a whole lot of fun, and glad I got the chance to do that.
Hey Peyton, when you talk about going with some of the best prospects in the country, what's it like for you? Because you're part of the Marshall Gates World Series, played for the Marshals and things like that. How does that prepare you going into BYU? Because in a lot of sports, you don't get a chance to do that. You get a chance to go against some of the top talent in the country. What was it like for you to see that type of player and to see that you succeeded?
You know, it helps a lot. I mean, the Marshall Gates Foundation is awesome, and I don't have a bad thing to say about it. But I mean, just seeing all the good talent all summer long has really helped me grow as a player. Just, you know, seeing all those guys that can throw 92 to 95 and stuff like that. That's the kind of thing that makes you better. And plus playing with a bunch of guys that, you know, every single one of them are going to a Division I baseball school, and every single one of them, you know what they're doing on the field. So, I just really loved it because I felt like it was kind of like a college aspect playing with all those guys. And, I feel like that, if anything, has helped me more than a lot of things in my baseball career.
Pleasant Grove's own Peyton Henry, one of the newest members of the BYU baseball team, joining us here on ESPN 960.
So you say you had nothing to complain about, so Chad Shipper took care of you. He didn't give you a bad taste with the
Marshals.
You know, he coached with Mike Littlewood for a long time, too.
What was that? Sorry?
He coached with Coach Littlewood for a long time at Dixie State as well.
Yeah, I love Chad. He's a great guy, and he does a great job running that program.
Hey, Peyton, you've had a lot of cool opportunities to travel playing baseball. I know that you played at Cooperstown. You guys made it to the finals with the Irish when you were 12 years old. You have also had opportunities to play with the Marshall Gates Foundation. I know you went to the Dominican Republic last year. What's the coolest experience that you've had while playing baseball?
Oh, you know what? I mean, I love all of them, and I like the Dominican. The Dominican was a great experience. I mean, just going to a different country and seeing their culture and things that go on there. I mean, I just love that. And most, pretty much all you guys know, I mean, the Dominican is nothing but baseball there. They love baseball. That's part of their culture. I mean, it's just so awesome. You got little kids playing baseball in the streets. There's just baseball everywhere. So I loved when I was out there. There's some pretty amazing people and players that I got to meet out there. So that was probably the best one.
Peyton's one of five players that signed with BYU today, and I want to know now. David Clausen, DC Clausen, is another player that signed. He is a catcher out of Dana Point, California. Matt Favero is a left-handed pitcher. Pete Nielsen is a shortstop, and then Shep Shepard is a right-handed pitcher. Do you know any of these other guys? Have your paths crossed in the baseball world?
We haven't crossed really playing baseball at all, but I did get a chance to meet them at the official visit that we had about a month ago, and I mean they're all good guys, and I'm looking forward to playing with them.
Is there anyone on the current BYU baseball team that you've had an opportunity to play with?
Oh yeah, all right. Easton Walker. I've played with Easton Walker since I was 8 years old, and you know, I played with Noah Hill, and let's see, I played against Colton Shaver my whole life, and I just spaced his name. Schneeman. And I played with all those guys. They played on my summer team this year. Also Tristan Bussey, who's a pitcher, and a couple of those guys. So I know quite a few of them.
You play a lot of baseball. How long is your season? How many games do you usually play in a season?
Well, this year I think I played upwards of like 120 games. So it was a good long season. So, I mean, it was quite a season. It was awesome.
Peyton, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations on making the decision that you're going to be a Cougar. I know Cougar fans, I know Coach Littlewood is extremely happy to have you in the program. I know it's going to be a little while before you're there, and you still got some baseball to play before that, but congratulations, and we appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Hey, thank you guys so much. I enjoyed being on the show.